Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 307 for Tuesday, March 15th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Tuesday morning, seeing some follow-through buying interest after yesterday's gains. Canola was up by $1 to $4, the May contract up $1.60 at $468 per ton. Losses in the Canadian dollar, which was back below 75 U.S. cents this morning, contributed to the gains in canola, as that declining currency should boost crush margins and make exports more attractive. Weather concerns in parts of Western Canada, as the spring seeding period fast approaches, were also supportive, with new crop months posting larger gains than the old crop contracts. The nearby chart signals are also pointing higher, although canola was running into resistance to the upside. Declines in Chicago soybeans also put some pressure on canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are mostly lower in early trade. Soybeans down 2 to 3 cents, the May contract down 2 at $8.93 per bushel. Speculators were taking some profits after soybeans hit their best levels in 3 months yesterday. The advancing South American harvest contributed to the soft tone, while declines in crude oil and a stronger U.S. dollar were also bearish. For corn, prices were steady to down a penny, the May contract down a half cent at $3.68 per bushel. After posting sharp gains yesterday, corn was seeing some consolidation today as traders booked profits. The losses in crude oil were also weighing on prices, given corn's connection to ethanol production. But on the other side, ideas that excess moisture in the southern U.S. may delay spring planting did remain somewhat supportive. Wheat, it was down 1 to 4 cents, the May contract in Chicago down 4 at $4.74 per bushel. Weekly U.S. winter wheat crop ratings showed some improvement in most states, and that put pressure on values. Poor export demand for U.S. wheat kept a lid on wheat values as well, although there is also enough weather uncertainty in other wheat-growing regions of the world to provide support. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, March 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.